is Jennifer and March, April 26, 2018. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 107. What's going on, guys?
107. Damn.
Damn.
Now,
damn.
We got a very special side guest today as friend of the show, Mickey the Man, comes to hang out with us.
Mickey the Man.
What up, Mickey?
Mickey the Man.
I've never heard anyone call him that.
Oh, you got
sure he's called like Mickey that guy. Is he really coming? Oh shit! But like, other than that,
that's his email address. It's MickeytheMan@gmail.com.
Have I ever met Mickey the Man?
No, before? You would have no clue who he is. So.
I've had intimate knowledge of who he is. Right?
Yes, definitely. So to start, I mean, we got a lot to talk about because it's Marvel Eve, and we're gonna talk about Marvel. We're gonna do other things, but first.
Do they have a mailbag?
Oh, shit, we do?
Oh, do we? I'm asking.
Oh, thanks, Adam. I appreciate that. I don't think so, but I'll double check. But to start, I wanted to get you guys' opinions on something that Amy talked to me about on our other podcast the other night. So if you have or have not listened to it, a gentleman lost his penis. It's gone.
I had
for reals.
Yes,
I don't want to text you about this.
His penis
today
and his balls are gone. Right, IED explosion. Boom! No more penis, no more balls. Okay.
Okay.
He got a transplant, so he now has a scrotum, fake testicles, and a penis. So he's got a penis transplant, the first successful penis transplant and scrotum transplant, but no testicles. So he can get an erection. It's just kind of hard too, right? Because
no pun.
Yes, you're all very funny. The question that Amy had for me, and I now have for you, is while you're masturbating with your new penis, do you think to yourself, wow, this is somebody else's penis I'm masturbating with. I better not be masturbating anymore. Does it even run through your head? Go.
It's not gay.
No. No. That thought won't run through my head.
It's not gay.
I might be like more like, I hope I don't break it off. Like, hopefully nothing that comes undone.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be thinking that this is another gentleman's penis.
Would this man be considered trans?
What?
In some,
no!
Is he at a transplant?
Oh my god, I hate you. Dave, I need to know. Do you care that you're masturbating with another man's penis?
Because it's attached to me? No. Like, if I was masturbating, if I was holding it separate, like, away from my body, maybe?
Detachable penis.
But the fact that it's attached to me, and it has my blood going through it now, it is mine now.
It's like that. It's like, yeah, it's like the Tom Hanks movie, right? It's like, this is my penis now. You know, instead of...
I'm the captain now. Right. I'm the captain of this
penis. Wilson!
All right.
Now, if it's a different color...
I was pretty sure everybody would not have a problem with, except for maybe Ryan. Ryan, do you have a problem with masturbating with another man's penis?
It's a little weird. I'm more like, I would be worried, like, I would want to save it for... the very special occasion. Like, I wouldn't want it to, like, get injured. Like this, for me, for, I imagine some sort of, like, Frankenstein, like, sewn together with a...
No!
With, like, yarn or something, I guess. For some reason in my head, it's like
with
some
yarn?
Frankenstein. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like, the
you
really
know,
thick stuff.
Medical technology where they sew shit back together with yarn.
Yarn is... So, yeah, it'd be pretty weird.
Okay.
I get over it.
What about you, Mickey? You might have to lean forward a little bit. This is the only mic. Would you have a problem masturbating with another man's penis?
What I really want to know is, Ryan masturbates?
Yes. Yes, he does. He did once.
Black
man's penis.
Allegedly.
Hey,
allegedly.
Ryan, do you want to show us all those cups you have on your counter for masturbating purposes?
I've actually taken several of them down, so now I only got like 20.
Oh, you made Amber clean up?
No, I did it myself. There.
See, he fills all those up with masturbatory product. Okay, so now my second question. While you're having sex with your wife or other significant other, is that still you having sex with her, or is the other man's penis now in control of the sex?
It's a one-man three-way.
It's probably 4 inches thicker.
Well, definitely thicker, and she might enjoy it more, but is that you?
Yeah,
I go back to my original statement, yes.
Would the semen taste any different?
No, there is none.
There is no semen.
There can be.
There is none.
There can be.
I'm sorry, seminal fluid.
It's produced in the prostate. It's just, like, manufactured through the testicle. So you can get kind of something weird going on, but it's not really, like, what we consider jizz. It's more like juzz, so it's a little bit different.
You know a good man to ask this question to would be A. Huss down in Florida.
Wait, why?
He got his thing snipped.
So that means he got a prosthetic penis?
Adam, do you know how, like, the human body works?
No,
what I'm saying is, if you're missing part of it, it should still work.
No.
I think I would consider myself a dick chimera, and I would like, that'd be pretty cool, like you could role play with that shit. Like, just go with it, like, and like maybe even go to the judge places, what's it called, I'm blanking, but say, I want to be identified as a dick chimera. You know what I mean? Like, so that officially I can, like, and dick chimeras can use the men's room.
Sure.
Twice as often.
dickchimera@gmail.com.
If you sexually assaulted a woman with your penis, do you think you could blame it just on the penis and be like, I wasn't in control, the penis got ahead of its own, I get it, and then it took off all by itself?
Just the head would take on a whole new legal meaning.
What if the penis was from a murderer?
Ooh, see? The penis is murdering. I didn't murder her. The penis murdered her.
I feel the need to stab.
Would you be considered to be murdering that puss?
Oh, my God. Okay, so with that, let's get the podcast started. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party.
Remember that movie Airheads?
Detachable.
Yes. I feel like there's some line where he says something about, like, oh yeah, he's like, I'll stab you with my dick. For some reason,
did Tom Hanks say something like that too?
Yeah, that sounds like a Tom Hanks move.
It does. I'll stab you with my dick.
In the movie Big.
Right, in the movie Big. That's just like,
I'm the captain now.
Alright, so it is, as we said, Marvel Eve. Some people are seeing the movie right now, which I'm a little jealous of, but that jealousy is going to leave tomorrow when I sit down with 13 of my closest friends and watch the movie all together. It'll be great and fun. But in order to start, I thought would be really cool is if we could give people like a 10-minute primer on the Marvel movies that came out. So here's what I was thinking. We'll go chronologically through the movies, and we'll just say how they relate to Infinity Wars, not including the character development. So, like, we're going to start with Iron Man. We don't need to be like, well, Iron Man turned into Iron Man. That is why he's Iron Man. Just if it involves what we think it would be for Infinity Wars, what that might be. Does that make sense?
Yep. Okay. Like the basic... Like, Ryan, tell us the feeling you get.
Yes, Ryan, tell us the feeling.
I'm just going to listen and ask questions. How about that?
And that's great, because those questions you have are going to be questions other people have, which is cool, because then we can answer them and move on and stuff. So, and it's possible we'll miss stuff, because we didn't prep for this at all. The only prepping we have is the fact that people know the movies really well. So, so
I don't know. I've been watching them for, like, the last, like... Okay, I haven't been watching.
Yeah,
but...
I haven't watched them. Okay. All right, so let's chronologically start with Iron Man. What did anything happen to Iron Man that's going to like affect Infinity Wars that we can think about?
Other than it really kicked this all off.
Well, sure, but, like, it has to have a direct impact on the plot of Infinity Wars. Otherwise, all of them are going to have some sort of impact, right?
Right. Not 100% directly. The most direct thing is Coulson saying like, hey, you know, Coulson and S.H.I.E.L.D. and then Nick Fury at the end, I think is going to be the most direct connection. Saying I'm going to start the Avengers initiative.
The team. Yeah.
Yep. That's those words are the thing that I think is going to have the most direct
effect. Sure. That makes sense. Yeah, because I don't think there's a whole lot in this other than that, which, cool. So this is where we meet Coulson for the first time. This is where he said he's going to put together a group of people or whatever, or attempt to.
Right.
Okay.
Whoops.
Yeah, he's back.
Yep.
Okay, I think the next movie is Incredible Hulk, but that doesn't really count, correct?
That the one with Edward Norton?
Yeah, that's the Edward Norton one.
I'm going to say, once again, like General Thunderbolt Ross is trying to get the his blood and try and recreate the super soldier serum, which turned to, you know, right? And then
Stark shows
Tony, and Stark shows up and say, like, I've always been a bigger fan of hardware. You know, hey, we're putting together a team. Boom. Okay, so once again, the team that everyone keeps mentioning.
Okay, sure. Moving right around, and I think these early ones don't have as much, so Iron Man 2. I don't actually remember too much about Iron Man 2, so let's talk about that.
Iron Man 2, Don Cheadle's way better War Machine.
That's we got race that car guy. One.
That was Whiplash.
Yep, Scarlett Johansson first shows up.
That was the first time.
She showed up in Iron Man 2. So we have Black Widow.
Where I don't remember her from that movie. Where did she show up?
She was his assistant.
And he was like, "I want one of those."
Oh,
and
that's Pepper Potts
was like, "No, no."
That's right. That's cool, actually. That. She's such a big character, but she started as like his assistant or whatever. That's
right.
Okay, I forgot about that.
She was basically, and then Coulson at the end says, "We got to go down to New Mexico. There's a, you know, there's something going on in New Mexico." Boom, we see a hammer. Hammer belongs to someone important. Okay, once again, it's all the parts putting the team together.
Okay, sure. So nothing plot wise yet, just putting the team together. How about Thor? Yep. Thor's the next movie.
Hammer
mainly
Asgard
mainly character development. Besides the fact that Shield's there, right?
Hawkeye and Shield are there, right? They're protected by Hammer. Do we meet Loki in this movie?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. And yeah, don't trust Loki ever, ever, ever.
What?
Even if you have to, because he's your brother. So
right. Yeah, he's going to fuck you over and stuff like that. Okay. Nick Fury has that's where Nick Fury has a cube shaped object. We see it. We don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
Until the next one.
Tesseract?
Yes. Yeah, he has
a
Tesseract.
That's the next movie, Captain America the First Avenger, right?
Yeah. This kicks off the
That's where
we see it in Thor though. We see it in Thor. Yes.
Okay.
Super Soldier Serum. Bucky's dead.
Wait, what's the Super Soldier Serum?
It's how Captain America becomes Captain America.
Okay, yes.
Oh,
It's a serum that makes him who he is.
Yeah, because remember at first he's all frail and shit, and he takes it and he's like, bullies. I don't like bullies.
He's like you, Ryan. He's just a little guy.
Yes.
They did a good job of that. He looked anemic even. Like, he had a big head and like a wimply, weaky body.
I remember that alley. I got beaten up in that alley.
Yeah.
And that one.
We know that Howard Stark knows way more than... Howard Stark was involved. So that's a big connecting thing with Iron Man to say Howard Stark, Iron Man's dad, was involved from the beginning.
Okay.
Thus connecting everybody
and
a little bit more.
He gets his shield, so we learned a little bit about vibranium, right?
Not much, though.
I don't think they actually... They say it's made of an almost indestructible material.
Okay.
And Yes, I'm not. I can't have not watched it in a while. So I don't know if they actually say vibranium.
I thought they did say vibranium.
I thought they talked about Thor's hammer being made from vibranium.
No. Thor's hammer is made of Uru, which is metal that is created from a dwarf star.
Star.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, tough. Jeez.
Everybody knows that.
Okay. Anything else from Captain America? That's about it.
I mean, other than the power of the Tesseract.
Yep, the Tesseract, whatever, Hydra.
That's right. Hydra is using the Tesseract, is that correct?
Yep. Create energy weapons.
The Red Skull was using it because Hydra originally was part of the Nazis, and they were the Deep Science Division.
Okay.
Specifically, and then they split off.
Yep.
So like he said, like, fuck the Nazis.
And the Tesseract is actually a Tesseract.
Tesseract is the Infinity Stone. We don't know that yet, but you could if you knew.
Right. Well, we're gonna talk about the knowledge we have. So the Tesseract is an Infinity Stone. Do we know which one it was, or what did we determine?
It's a space stone.
The space stone. Okay. Right.
Wait, what's the Tesseract? I don't remember the Tesseract.
It's that square cube,
the blue cube.
What did it do?
It made like, energy.
Yes, and it could open up points in space from one point in space to another point in space.
And the Nazis had it. Hydra had it.
Yes, they were making energy weapons out of it. Yes.
Right, because at the beginning, Red Skull, before he came, the Red Skull went to a church in Norway, and on the walls he saw some pictures of Asgardians. He's like, oh, you know, Thor and stuff like that. Smashed on the wall, found a crypt, opened the crypt, found the Tesseract.
Why the fuck was that on Earth?
Odin hit it here.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah. We'll talk about all that later, because that's a good question. Okay, so that's our first Infinity Stone, even though at the time we don't know it's an Infinity Stone.
Right, yep.
Cool. Avengers is the next movie.
Loki, boom.
Loki.
Yep. Teleports in, steals the Tesseract, and basically opens a giant portal in space to bring a whole army through to attack New York.
And why does he do this?
On the orders of Thanos himself.
Right. So this is the first time, even if we don't know about Thanos, he's working with Thanos in here to try to conquer Earth, basically. That's Thanos' army he loans him that comes through, well, a little bit of it comes through before it's sealed.
Yep.
Which is kind of cool. So even at the sixth movie, we're talking about Thanos already, even if we don't know it's Thanos.
Yep.
Wasn't it at the end of the movie we did see him?
Yeah.
In the post-credit scene, right? They did the turn and we're like, oh, freak out, it's Thanos, and then that was it.
Right.
We didn't see the Silver Surfer.
We don't see him yet. They didn't have rights at this time.
That's Galactus.
That's all my theories and stuff.
Okay, so anything else in the Avengers? The first time they're working as the group that they've been working towards, which is big.
Huge destruction at New York. Being that it's on Earth and they're unsanctioned heroes, technically, hey, that brings forth things in further movies.
Right.
Supporting
a core and stuff, sure. Okay, sounds good. All right, we'll get to that. Okay, Iron Man 3.
When did the X-Men come in?
After Infinity Wars.
Yeah, Superman comes in before the X-Men.
Right. Let's see.
Iron Man 3.
War Machine is Mandarin. War Machine is rebranded because War Machine is permanently on loan to the U.S. government. Yep, he is basically not War Machine. He is rebranded as Iron Patriot.
Ugh. Horrible name.
Well, it's the United States government. Right from the comics. It's the United States government. Tony Stark blows up all his Iron Man suits.
He's a Hulkbuster.
In Iron Man 3, he blows up all his suits?
Yep, and he's suffering from, like, hardcore PTSD.
Yeah,
from the New York incident. Yep.
Yeah. Why did he blow up his shit? And what happened in New York?
Too powerful. It's too powerful.
New York. The Avengers happened.
Just
in New York.
Talked about it.
That gigantic battle happened in New York. The Battle of New York.
Yeah, so he's mad because even though they stopped Loki in his attack, there was casualties and lots of destruction, which I can't remember the details of.
Well, he's also having PTSD because he rode a nuke into a giant hole in the sky. And he's like, I could have died. So he's still the same guy. He's just suffering, like, being a hero, the responsibility on his shoulders.
Sure. Okay.
And at the end, he ends up using his suit to help save Pepper from blowing up.
Right. Well, of course. Because it's Pepper.
Yep. Okay. Anything else for Iron Man, or is that about it?
That's about it. It was a pretty...
It's more of a Fallout.
Yeah, it was a Fallout movie, so it's kind of like the down after a big...
He's also refining his power source, right? So, I don't know if that has
anything. He no longer has the piece of shrapnel that was in his heart for the really long time that was slowly killing him. He had that fully removed, so now basically he has just the normal...
Yeah,
But it also sets up his feelings for... Feelings towards having consequences for their actions.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where that begins.
Sure. Thor, Dark World.
Okay. Thor is on Earth with Jane.
Yay!
Hanging out and stuff like that. She's searching for all that kind of crazy stuff. We have the Aether, which is... We end up knowing that it is an Infinity Stone as well. That is the Reality Stone.
Right.
Ooh.
And she uses it to accidentally like find herself elsewhere and stuff. So
yep, in multiple realities and stuff like that.
Where did she find this shit?
On Earth.
No. Basically, she found a portal on Earth that basically, well, we find out that activating the Tesseract basically awakens all the other stones that have kind of been in slumber. You know, basically activating them, thus getting everyone being able to find them easier.
Because they were hidden.
Yes, they were hidden
on purpose, and just by activating the Tesseract, they've done.
Right, because in the super long flashback, it's Odin's dad defeats all of the Dark Elves. They go into slumber. He hides the Aether in another dimension. In a big giant thing, she accidentally finds a portal that leads her to that. Gets infected by the Aether
and melts.
Dark elves wake up.
Yep.
Behind the scene, at the very end, you see Lady Sif and one of the warriors three give it to the collector and say, "Hey, you're good at hiding things.
Right.
Make sure you have it." And the collector says, "One down, five to go."
Right. Okay, so that's Thor, Dark World. Next is the next Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Bucky returns.
Right. It's Bucky. Was dead. Is back. Basically, we get the introduction to Falcon, so that's important for the Avengers.
Yep.
He's a good guy.
Right. Introduction to Winter Soldier, who becomes very important to the Effector. But the most important thing is within S.H.I.E.L.D. We're one.
Oh, more. I'm sorry.
Within S.H.I.E.L.D., Hydra has been hiding the whole time. So S.H.I.E.L.D. basically, you know, the Strategic Homeland Initiative, blah, whatever it changes to, very often, that is destroyed. Basically, S.H.I.E.L.D. is no longer a thing.
Oh, that's where they blew up the carrier, right?
Yeah.
Three of them, I believe.
Three helicarriers. Yeah.
Three super helicarriers.
Right, yes. But yep. We do see a bunch of names on the two target superheroes, super people list. If they destroy all of them, Hydra wouldn't have anything to fear.
That's right, we do. They show a bunch of them, and some I don't think we've even met yet.
Right, yep.
Okay.
True.
I think that's it, though. That's just like world building. There's no Infinity Stones or anything for that one.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Guardians of the Galaxy, our first foray into space.
I like this one.
Right, within the first 10 minutes, we find out that basically they find the Power Stone, and it becomes a quest to find out, what the stone is used for and stuff. Oh, but he can hold on to it. Why? We don't know. He's beyond that of a normal mortal.
Half human.
And basically we know that the Gamora Nebula, daughters of Thanos, we get a little more Thanos in there. And we know that the power stone is with the Nova Corps on Xandar.
Right, that's where they return at the end. So that's where that stone should be for this movie. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Where was it? At the
Xandar.
The Guardians.
Basically, imagine them as they're the
Paladins of the
Peacekeepers of the universe.
What do they look like? Are they those gold guys?
Pinkertons.
Yes, they are the gold guys. Yep.
The gold arrogant guys.
No,
that's the Sovereign. That's a different. Basically, they look like humans. They fire. They have like star-shaped ships and stuff like that.
Was it John C. Reilly? One of them.
John C. Reilly was one of them.
Yep.
He's like.
Don't you remember they made that ship S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yep. It's officially our first introduction to the Kree, which are Ronin is basically taking the place of Loki, and Thanos is basically foray into say like, "Hey, you go out and find me Infinity Stones."
Yep.
Like. If so,
because then he has that conversation with Thanos and says, "Why would I give this to you?"
Exactly.
Gotcha. Yep. All right, cool. So that's the third stone. Right. Next is the Age of Ultron.
That's one where they drop the city, right?
Yep, Sokovia. This is this is where Sokovia falls, right?
Right.
Yep.
Iron Man basically still wanting to protect the world. Wants to create a suit of armor around the world, thus creating Ultron. Ultron goes crazy, you know.
Ultron tries to build a body for himself
out of vibranium from Ulysses' claw, who gets his arm blown off. we find out what was in Loki's pokey stick from the Avengers. It's also, it's been an Infinity Stone the whole time. It was the Mind
Stone.
Damn
it, Loki.
Right.
So that's the Mind Stone. It gets embedded into Vision.
Vision, yep.
Who was...
Kind of created through...
Iron Man.
No, what's Iron Man's dude?
Jarvis.
Jarvis.
He was corrupted. Yeah, Jarvis had to go in and fight the file.
Right.
And take it over.
So Iron Man's AI becomes personified in a way, and has the Mind Stone in him. That's Vision.
It's like fucking Jesus coming to...
Jesus. We saw in this notes I'm looking at here, they say that in Captain America Winter Soldier at the end, when they show Scarlet Witch and her brother, or whoever that was, locked up, that they're being enhanced by Loki's staff. So I don't know if I don't remember that being shown, but did they show that at that point?
I don't remember them showing in Loki's staff, but I remember they showed them and called them miracles because they couldn't use the term mutes or anything. So that was the first time that we saw Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, which are now prominent in this movie.
And they're descendants of Magneto, right?
That's where it gets super complicated.
That's not part of the universe.
Okay.
It's not part of the universe.
You can't say that.
They don't own that. They didn't own those rights at that time.
Yes. And Black Widow, Bruce Banner, have a weird, Yeah, but he can't really do that because if he gets too overly excited, he, might Hulk out.
But Dave, he's got a secret. He's always overly excited.
Sun's getting real low.
He's always angry. Yep. Sun's getting real low. Yep.
All right, and then Sokovia falls, and that also has ramifications for the next Avengers movie.
Yep.
Okay, so next we have Ant-Man.
All right.
Howard Stark.
Yes. Ant-Man, we don't get a lot of stuff. What we do is get more world building to say we see a slightly older Howard Stark, Hank Pym, and... What's her name? The lady who... Captain America was with Peggy Carter. Yep.
Peggy Carter basically, when she's older.
Yep, basically starting S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. Basically the official S.H.I.E.L.D. building what we know is the S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters that gets destroyed in Winter Soldier. Yep, and saying like, hey, I'm not going to give you this stuff. We know that Hank Pym was the Ant-Man with the suit along with his wife, Janet.
Who was the Wasp,
yes. Other than that, we get a little Bucky stuff. At the end, we get Falcon and Captain America find Bucky in that movie. And they're talking about something again, which we find out is the Accords later.
Sure.
Falcon fights Ant-Man. It's pretty fun. Yes. Up in their second Avengers headquarters, which isn't in the city anymore.
Upstate New York.
Yes.
Okay, cool. There's not a lot there's some good stuff, but there's not a lot that goes directly to Infinity Wars. What I think is best about this is that it shows you a progression of heroes using the same name. So Hank Pym used to be Ant-Man. Now fucking Scott, what's his name is, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that shows you that the mantle changes. And I think that's going to be pretty big for the aftermath of Infinity Wars. So you can have a character or the mantle change between individuals. So,
That's cool.
Okay.
After Ant-Man is?
Civil War. So this has been brewed for a long time, right?
Yep.
So then it turns into Iron Man versus Captain America.
Yep. I wrote it down. I have the split. basically, Avengers have split. Captain America's side. Falcon, Ant-Man, Wanda, Bucky, Hawkeye. Yep, okay.
Wanda is the Scarlet Witch.
Yep. Scarlet Witch. Tony's side, Spider-Man, first introduction to Spider-Man. Hey, under ruse, right? So that was pretty great. Black Widow, but she's kind of whatever side she really wants to be on. Vision, Black Panther, War Machine.
It's all over how you feel about the Sokovia Accords. Right. Whether you believe that... Right. You should be regulated, government regulated, or if you should have the freedom
and anonymity choice. I honestly think they both believe they should be regulated somewhat, Even Captain America does. But I think he believes that they will be turned into a weapon to be pointed at by one government, will point them at another government.
Yeah.
Well, he even used S.H.I.E.L.D. as an example.
Right. The two most powerful people, Thor and Banner, still missing because that would have been uneven fights.
Right. Because, yes, Thor is doing something and Banner went for a ride in a jet.
The Rainbow
Coalition.
Rainbow Bridge was destroyed, so he couldn't leave Asgard for a while at the end of Thor Dark World.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right. Bucky ends up being brought to Wakanda. It's our first sight of actual Wakanda.
Right, he was there putting him to kind of like a stasis because he didn't trust himself. Sure.
Yep, to be cured of brainwashing. We see the floating prison where all the members of like the losing side, you know, Hawkeye and Ant-Man and stuff like that, are all trapped. Captain America busts them out, and we know that they don't hate each other. We just know Tony Stark whined a little bit. That's my dad's shield.
Right. So he gave the shield back. He's like, fine, right, I don't need this. Yep. See, anybody who says they don't like Captain America, I don't know if I can trust him. That guy is just amazing. If everybody could be more Captain America-like, the world would be a better place.
You want to know something? He lives he's the perfect life. You know what he did? He didn't work out to get fucking muscles. Yes. He got fucking injected with shit to make him super strong.
I don't know.
That's all I need.
But extra vitamin D.
But he appreciates it because he knows what it's like to not have them. So that's why he's the best. Mm-hmm. Doctor Strange is next. Ryan's hated movie.
Right.
Pretty good.
Doctor Strange.
World building, adding magic into the fold.
Adding magic into the fold, and basically they say magic, science. It's basically just how you get to the end product. So it's basically saying, once again, using the Thor thing of saying like, you call it magic, we call it science. Basically, it's bending physics and stuff like that using basically the cheat codes of the cheat codes of the world.
The universe.
Yep, the Eye of Agamotto. Once again, we find out that it is a powerful artifact that it is the Time Stone.
Yes, and he uses that
Timey-wimey.
And I think that is how he went from being a basic sorcerer, which it could do a few things, to him being possibly trapped in that reality for Groundhog's Day type 10,000 years, practicing spells over and over again to become a master mage.
That's a good point, because a lot of people have said that. How do you get so quick? Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. I'll buy that.
What about that guy who, like, at the end was like...
I wrote that down. Mortal thinks that all sorcerers are corrupt and has on a mission to stop them. There's too many sorcerers.
But I don't feel like... Well, I guess there hasn't been more Doctor Strange movies, but that guy has never been seen or spotted or ever again, has he?
No, I mean, that's
just
only...
There's the post-credit screen that kind of said, kind of outlined what he was doing, but, yeah, until they have second Strange movie.
Second post-credit scene shows Thor talking to Doctor Strange saying, we're looking, you know, looking for Odin.
Looking for my dad.
So we know that Loki and Thor are back on Earth looking for Odin for some reason.
Okay.
And they need Doctor Strange's help.
Cool. Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Let's see.
Fun one.
Most important part is I wrote down...
Fighting Thanos.
Yondu looks like Mary Poppins.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all!
Mary Poppins, y'all!
Right.
Is Mary Poppins cool?
Yeah. I think it's really about the discovery of Peter Quill.
Taser face.
It's all about Taser face, I agree. No, you're right, though. Peter Quill is not... He's half-human, half-celestial thing. Yes.
Yes. Which could play a role... In Infinity War.
Well, yeah.
Who the hell is Peter Quill?
Star-Lord, man!
I'm saying that for other benefits. I can tell from context, but who the hell calls him? He's Star-Lord. You know what I mean? Like, that's like calling him by like his like third nickname or
Gamora
something.
Calls him Peter. She's like, hey, what's up, Peter? You want to get down and dirty? Dance?
We get Mantis, which I think could be super useful.
Oh, yeah, Mantis.
Because if she could somehow get up to Thanos and calm him down and be like, dude, calm down. Or super useful for calming an actual way too calm down the Hulk.
That's another good one, too.
Sun's getting real low.
Right. Nebula leaves. Nebula and Gamora kind of go like, hey, you know, we're not so different.
Yeah, they basically make up by their hatred for Thanos.
Right. It's
their
like,
adopted dad.
I'm going to go kill Thanos.
Yeah. So they, yes, that's a good point. Okay.
The Sovereign, which are the gold people they were talking about, and basically the end credit was... I'm going to create someone super powerful, and I'm going to name him Adam.
What?
Basically Adam Warlock, which is like a super powerful person whose powers are kind of not really named in the comic book. He's just really powerful.
All right.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anything else. That's about it, right? I mean, as far as the whole universe goes, there's not much else.
Right. Not really.
No.
Okay. Spider-Man. First Spider-Man movie.
Chris's favorite.
Yep. Sure.
I like it a lot as well. I like them all. Spider-Man, it's pretty low-key. It's like basically the Vulture.
It's low-key.
Yes. Low-key, yes. Vulture, basically we figure out that he is, before the Vulture, he is scavenging the ruins from all the fallen... Mm-hmm. Parts of all the Chitauri. The wreckage in the Chitauri.
Yep. So that's where he's using a lot of his advanced weapons from by scavenging the fallout from the fight in New York and shit. So cool.
Yep. And basically, Tony Stark keeps. Tony Stark is basically the absentee father of him because he's not there.
All right, and then in this one, since the chronology happens a while back, this is where they're moving to upstate New York. So.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Ragnarok, the one that just came out.
Also fun.
The Infinity Gauntlet you saw in the original Thor when they were walking through the treasure room is totally a fake.
Yes.
Thor loses his hammer.
Mjolnir is destroyed by Hela.
That's a good point.
Who is...
Well, Asgard is pretty much destroyed.
I actually went and watched Thor again, and Heimdall, you know, the guy on the bridge, he basically says Thor, he's like, firstborn son of Odin. He never says firstborn of Odin. He says firstborn son of Odin.
Sure.
That's right.
So, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Because Hela was Odin's daughter.
Firstborn, yep, technically. Yep. Thor loses an eye. Loki steals a Tesseract. Asgard totally destroyed.
When do we find out Odin's dead?
When we go to Norway.
Yeah, almost
and he disappears.
Yeah, he dies.
Because at the beginning, Doctor Strange is like, hey, you're going to be okay here? And then Loki has to fall for like a thousand things. It's pretty fun.
He keeps going.
Yeah, and that's where he dies. So, yeah. Yeah. So at the end, of course, the Asgards are heading to Earth and something falls in front of them. We're pretty sure it's Thanos' ship.
Big giant ship.
Yep.
Yep. All right. So, anything else? Or that's about it for that, right?
That's, it's up. Black Panther.
All right, Black Panther's the last one.
Bucky's brain is being fixed. Well, we get that at the postcard. Brain's being fixed in Wakanda.
This is more about a Wakanda coming out party.
Right, it's Wakanda opening up 8 centers in America. The world is told, Wakanda says, like, hey, we're not some backwards African country. We're, like, the most technologically advanced society on the planet.
Yep, where they have the heart-shaped herb, which is might have some sort of thing to do with
another
Infinity Stone.
It has to be. It's like...
other than that, shit.
And we think that's the Soul Stone.
Yes, because they can contact their ancestors.
But other than that, I think it was more world building. Ulysses Klaue from what was introduced in Age of Ultron makes his appearance and exit.
Yeah, but I think that's about it as far as what we know. And that's what, 5? Is that 5 stones we named or 4? Is that 5?
It's 5. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mind in the scepter. I am in the eye. Space was the Tesseract. Reality was the ether. Our stone was the orb.
Yep, so that's 5 Infinity Stones. Sweet. All near Earth for some reason.
Okay, so Dave...
Except for the power.
Yes.
Why do I see a lot of
So I'm just looking up Adam Warlock just because he looks pretty badass. I see a lot of images with him with the Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay. Because if you were to read the original Infinity War, it's like, he takes it. But then we get into like high-level cosmic stuff. Like,
okay.
Yes.
Well, let's get into that eventually, but let's end this segment with Ryan's questions, and then we can move on, because that way people are like, I just tuned in for the primer. So, Ryan, what questions do you have about what just happened?
It all happened so fast.
What? It's been 10 years.
I followed pretty much. I mean, we were talking about, like, specifics. There was a couple things that threw me, and, I just couldn't remember. Like, I didn't remember anything about, like, when Jane got, like, the ether. I didn't remember the ether at all. Ago.
Yeah, I mean, that was the second Thor, right? That was in 2006 or something. 2013. That was, like, a million years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm good.
All right.
What else do we need to know about tomorrow?
Just the biggest question is why all the Power Stones are revolving somewhere around Earth.
You know, that's a good question, but I honestly don't care. Right. I mean, if they don't answer that, I won't feel disappointed. Because
correct.
I don't fucking care.
Okay.
But maybe they're basically trying to get to one another. Maybe that's a thing.
And that is 100% a thing.
Basically, they just want to be drawn together.
Because they're all parts of the same thing. They're six parts of the same thing.
Oh, also,
one thing I was going to ask is the stones that he has on his hands in the trailer.
Those are the gauntlet.
Which ones are the ones he has? And where did they come from?
Okay. Well, now you're now you're speculating.
We're speculating. Right. Yeah, yes.
Right. Well, do we know where did we last see them? I guess is
okay.
The
blue stone was with Loki, right? And if we know at Thor Ragnarok, the ship is showing up here, he might just take it from Loki.
Or Loki might just give it to him and be like, we're allies. Say like,
yeah, hey, remember that shit? We totally did that, right? And the purple one, which is one that he has on that, what he shows on there, is Vision. The Power Stone, the Power Stone, which is on Xandar.
That's the Nova Corps one, right? That's the one held by the Nova Corps. So we're speculating that he just attacked the Nova Corps
And took that, yep.
Yeah. Okay. So those two were probably easy to get, and so that makes sort of sense, I guess.
Yes.
Right.
That's
cool.
Cool. See, that's why you put them on Earth. Because if you put them on fucking Xandar, they're easy to take. If you put them on Earth, you got a whole bunch of heroes to stop you.
But doesn't the Collector still have one?
No.
He took the ether.
Yes, but what happened to him at the end of what? Didn't he, like... what fucking happened? Didn't at the end of one movie, like... Remember Howard the Duck was out?
Yes. Basically, the shit blew up. That's why he wanted... That's why he was paying... 1 billion credits, and to get Star-Lord to sell it to him. Basically, that is why because he wanted two of them, because he still has the ether. We don't know where it is, but he still has it in his collection.
Somewhere. Gotcha. Okay. Good to know. Cool. Parting thoughts for this segment? Ryan, go.
Do we know why he wants these stones? They're just really powerful?
We know from comics, but not from the world. But if, Dave, if you want to delve into when you're balancing the universe, you can go right ahead.
Right. He's in love with the aspect of death, and because death is a woman, and this, taking the form of a woman, he loves her so much that he wants to give her something that no other person has ever given her. The death of half the universe.
So with and all isn't the stones,
that, isn't, didn't we hear that in the trailer though from Gamora's perspective?
Yeah, Gamora says that's his main goal is to destroy.
In the newest trailer.
Yeah, is destroy.
Oh, I didn't watch that trailer. Okay, but not from a different movie. From the newest trailer.
Yes.
Well, it's good we know his goals. Then that helps for this movie. But yeah,
motus operandum.
I think it's a pretty interesting goal. Especially since, like, we've never encountered the whole aspect of death or anything, but, it'd be fun.
Yeah, so, there's a...
There you go. Go watch Infinity Wars tomorrow, or tonight. It'd be fucking good. I mean, I can't wait. I'm looking so forward to it. It's gonna be amazing.
I know.
Alright, good deal. besides super movies, what else are we talking about this week?
That's like a tough thing to follow. It's like you kind of go downward.
That's okay.
The Venom trailer came out this week. The
trailer,
huh? That's a Marvel.
Right. That's the weird thing, because it says, at the beginning of the trailer, it says, in association with Marvel.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, which is different than any other movie has said.
Huh.
So it starts off, Sony production, in association with Marvel.
So what does that mean? Did Marvel not make this movie?
Oh, no.
Sony made this movie.
They don't have the rights.
But
it's a Sony movie, but they're like, we're going to ask you a bunch of things so people think it's a Marvel movie, and that way people will go see a Marvel movie.
I think
Spider-Man might show up.
Hmm.
The movie does take place in San Francisco, which is kind of hard to look past Tom Hardy's New York accent in the movie.
Not for me. Again, I don't mind suspending my disbelief in accents.
And they can say that, dude. Come on.
And he moved.
Why do people in Asgard speak with a British accent?
Because they're British.
He moved there. That's how I see it.
I know her.
He's from New York. He moved there. I don't know. I thought the visuals were half good, half not good. I liked the morphine into Venom. That looked really cool. But the scenes where like the symbiote is shooting out of him. It's like coming out of his chest. It can be tweaked and stuff like that.
Little CG-ish.
I basically like that it spoke in third person and said we are Venom, because why would a symbiote say it would say we are Venom.
Huh. Okay.
I like the aspect that I think it's setting up the other symbiotes like Carnage, based off the fact that they're testing these symbiotes on humans in a lab. So that seems pretty cool.
Right.
So, they're definitely taking the anti-hero aspect, so it'll be good.
Okay.
It looks good.
So is this the thing that in the old Spider-Man's when it was in Spider-Man and then he got emo?
Oh, Spider-Man 3?
Yes. In the old Spider-Man's, yes. Yes.
Okay. Speaking of anti-hero, did you actually use the word anti-hero? Did anybody watch Punisher on Netflix?
Yeah. The whole thing yet?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm about four episodes in. I think it's pretty good, actually. I was pretty surprised. I didn't hear a lot of it. People didn't really talk about it, but I'm actually enjoying it. Well, that's kind of
crazy. I definitely enjoyed it.
Huh. I want to find that street. Looks really cool.
That's Punisher Street.
No, it's Chinese Street with a bunch of, lights, lanterns, hug above.
Let's go.
It's pretty neat. We should go there. You guys want to go there?
Sure.
I'm going to San Francisco in August.
La-di-da. Are you going to invite us?
Pictures. I'll bring you.
Son of a bitch.
He's going to visit his people.
No, it's brother-in-law is finally getting married.
Cool. In San Francisco? That seems crazy.
Okay. What's the Resistance one?
We've had Star Wars Clone Wars, and then we had Star Wars Rebels, which was taking place right before A New Hope kind of thing. We now have Star Wars Resistance. It's the next animated series.
That's
from
animated?
The creators of all that. Yep.
Disney animation.
And this is going to be taking place like right before... added up here and I lost it. Right before the new trilogy. So it's about a new hotshot pilot for the Resistance with a weird-looking name. Kazuda Zayano. He's recruited by the Resistance and put on a top-secret mission to spy on the First Order, and will be interacting with almost all the big names from the Star Wars trilogy. So, okay. Poe Dameron and Captain Phasma will be there. BB-8.
It's confusing because, the first trailer is a trailer to Solo.
Yeah, that whole.
So I was like, wait, this isn't animated.
Yeah, no, you got to scroll down.
All right.
There's no trailer for it yet.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't really I didn't really watch Rebels much. I know some people did, but.
Yeah. It was good. I liked it. I watched them all.
Okay.
Dang, Adam. Watching them all. I caught all the Pokemon.
What is this? Cinematic Universal Time.
They had some good characters and good development of the use of the Force. So, I was impressed.
Huh. Well, if Adam's impressed, everyone's impressed.
Doing
chronologically. that's pretty funny. Agent Carter. They should have brought that show back. I like that. That was actually one I kept
watching. I did too, because it was just different enough from all the other stuff.
Yeah, it was a different time, and you kind of got to look back at somebody who you knew how their story was ending, but you never really knew what their story was.
I thought that it's going to be funny when Daredevil and Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones, and all those guys like look up into the sky and say, "Should we help?" Meh.
For street level.
That's cosmic hero stuff.
That's true. They're all in New York too, where it's going.
We don't deal with that big stuff.
Yeah, we'll make sure nobody loots our section. Don't worry about it.
Right. Exactly.
Harlem's safe with me. You know.
We'll keep Hell's Kitchen safe.
Right. Yeah, they should really. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. It's fine. Cool.
So I mean that's everyone, if you're a child of the 80s like we all are, this summer, Double Dare is returning to Nickelodeon.
Oh, Jesus
with Christ. Mark Summers?
With Mark Summers.
What? He's going to be like 90.
Is he old?
He's going to be like 5,000.
Yes,
was he's old. Like the announcer guy?
Mark Summers? No, he was the host.
Dear the host, God, Ryan.
Yeah, you know what? I had a love-hate relationship with this show.
Oh, I know. I can tell.
Wanted to be on it, but
no. You were never. Because you're a kid and it's cool for kids and they're doing athletic stuff, but they're like getting all greasy and dirty and shit. And it's nasty. And nobody wants that stuff all over their face and stuff. Ew.
I don't know.
Okay, I mostly had a hate relationship with this show, I guess.
But you love to watch it.
Oh, yeah, you're a kid. You want to watch this stuff.
Like American Ninja. But,
yeah, if like American Ninja, if you like at the end got a pie in your face, it would be a terrible show. Why would you watch that?
You hit the button on the end of the American Ninja and slam you with the pie.
Well, it says here in that article that they'll be looking for a host to replace Mark Summers.
Yes, Chris? He's going to be on there.
Yes.
But well, you.
Oh, you
there's
want me?
No way he can.
I could be a host. Hey,
how do I you? Nominate Chris.
I nominate myself too. Good. Did you guys see the thing my sister posted? That's pretty good. The Marvel Bunch. From the
from last night's Fallon. Yeah.
That was pretty funny. I laughed a lot. cool. Anything else going on in the world?
It's all been about the Avengers this week.
That's pretty funny. That video that they probably had a social media marketing campaign where they said, let's make a funny video and post it and people will share it because it's funny. But it's high production value, so it's clearly part of their advertising plan, which I think is interesting. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Right. So, they're making they're making Star Trek 4, like the new series. What is a big thing is they're getting like
Undiscovered Country?
Yeah.
That would be six. They're basically trying to get this woman director who directed Jessica Jones, some Defenders episodes, Orange is the New Black, and she would be the first female director to direct a Star Trek film in the franchise.
It'd be pretty easy to get her to do it.
Right, because she's not busy. Is that what you're applying? What? Sexist?
No.
God damn it, Adam.
God damn it. That's right. All right.
No, you're sexist.
That's you.
I forgot.
No, they actually have two Star Trek films in development right now. This week was the big movie company producer week in Las Vegas. They actually said they have two films in production.
One of them's Discovery.
Is one just based on the Dominion War? Because that's what I'd like to watch.
No, unfortunately, it's
with fucking Sisko and Picard going crazy against the Dominion. That's what I want to watch. That's all I want to watch.
There's too much bad blood between Sisko and Picard.
No, there's not. They're fine. They got better.
Now, I would watch it if it was Picard and Sisko from The Flash.
You'd watch it regardless, you son of a bitch.
Vibe was on there doing some crazy shit, vibing all over the place. That would be great. Hey, you don't fucking get mad at Vibe. Vibe's great.
I don't know. Vibe is awesome. Paramount is pretty OCD about not letting their shit cross over to other shit.
You want
to
know what'll happen? Here comes the monster, Disney to buy Paramount. And now Star Trek can cross with whatever they want.
Yeah, that could happen.
Like, Bob Paramount is all
over. Warner Brothers will buy him.
You know,
and then Warner Brothers will be bought by Disney. Next thing you know, we're going to have a DC Marvel crossover.
Amazon should actually buy Paramount. That would be smart.
Amazon?
Yeah. Okay. He spends... Fucking Bezos, whatever the fuck his name is.
Bezos.
Benzos.
Yeah, but they announced...
Spends like $1 billion on his fucking space program every year.
Well, he's got to get a Tesla in space, too.
And that's why they're raising the prices of Amazon Prime.
Hey, let's speaking of raising prices, I'm going to throw us on a sidetrack real quick. A while back, we discussed the notion of basic income, like basic universal income, right? So the government's like, you know what? Your time's valuable. Here's $1,000 a month. It kind of starves off poverty and homelessness in a way. And you don't have to work as much. Most people still have to work, but you can try to do adventures and stuff like that. Remember how we talked about that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody mentioned to me recently, they're like, this won't work because landlords will just raise their rent. Do you think that would happen? And if it happened, what the fuck is wrong with landlords that they got to be dicks like that and fuck around with that shit? Go.
I don't know. I'm not a landlord.
But it threw me for a loop. I was like, so you're saying people are dicks so you can't do something good?
I don't know if they would raise the rent might go up some, but I think if you raise it too high, people would be like, okay, I have money coming in. I know I can get a place here. So I think it would come to a nice equilibrium.
But I don't know. Maybe it would increase like real estate prices. I actually have no idea. It's something I never thought about because people are dicks in the world. They're greedy fucks. You know, if they can get money, they might try.
I think there's a supply and demand thing here going on. So if the demand will go up for certain things, because people who didn't have money will have money.
Like beer those and condoms, things, right?
I don't know what it's going to be.
Demand goes up for beer and condoms if you have money.
So those things, if it's rent, and the supply of houses to rent doesn't go up, then the prices will go up. Like if people are trying to, but I wouldn't expect, I guess if people are trying to get into nicer rentals, that might go up, but I would think that the shitty ones would not be in more demand. Unless I guess there's a bunch of homeless people that just are like, sweet, get in the house, woo, and then the price would go up because the demand would go up.
Yep. Right. So that's what.
Just institute some rent control.
That's what I always thought. Well, then you're getting government on the side, and it's kind of fucked up that way. That's what I always thought. I figured there's no way. I mean, it opened. I don't know. I had two thoughts. One was that it's shitty that people would think that way, and the other one is that you are trying to negate an argument by saying people are shitty, which sounds like a really bad way to negate an argument.
Right. And the thing is, are people shitty because they don't have any money? And if getting money would make them less shitty because that would be a thing they would not have to worry about anymore.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Because that's what people make people crabby and stuff is worrying about common things. Like if you have to worry about money or finding or food or something like that, you are more irritable. Would you relax a lot more if you didn't have to worry about money? Of course you would.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, thanks for answering my question. I feel better now. I think that guy was a dick, and I think people would be fine.
Right.
All right, cool.
Also, I found this place where if it's Artisan Dice, it is a company that makes ridiculously high-end dice. Like, you can get dice made out of reclaimed ivory. Or American bison horn.
Does that say $428 for a set?
That is 100% right. That is that how much money it is.
Holy shit.
Made out of like malachite dice with copper inlaid for if you get the whole set. If you just get the D20, it's $84 for a D20.
Jesus Christ. Are they
what?
They're all handcrafted. They're hand cut stone. Right, I know.
Think we need to go into this fucking business.
They do look pretty. I'll give you that, but
when you buy them,
they also have like woods and you know other polymers, and
stuff
like
that. But yeah, you could do the space.
These are the stone ones, right?
Those are the limited
run like high end stuff.
I want to see stone like, ones, jet dice.
Like, when you pick your dice, right? You then pick your case options of what they come to you in. You can get normally a stamped steel case for free, or you can get an Eastern Aromatic cedar box for an extra $20. So when you open it up, it smells fucking amazing. You're like, what? So there's a very specific group of people.
Yeah, it's not us, but it's cool that there's a market that people try to get that for.
Right, and Ryan, if you really love Amber, you will get her an Amber D20. That is $187.
Holy cow.
So the problem I see with this is that not necessarily all of the stone is going to be balanced. Like, just because it's cut from stone doesn't make it balanced.
Well, there might be a way
to balance it. It's probably about as balanced as plastic. You know what I mean? Like, there's probably imperfections in rock and plastic, and I bet it has a negligible effect.
But maybe they have a set of dice that have been cut from the staves of genuine Jack Daniel's whiskey barrels.
Really? Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, Adam, that's your concern with this? Not that it's $100 for a D20?
No. Actually, no. You're right. No, it's the fact that the other thing that bothers me is if it's not if it's not balanced, like the 20s on the opposite side, like they have to add up to the 21 total, right? So 20s on one side, ones on the other.
Okay.
If it's not like that, that bothers the shit out of me. Like
you have some weird things that bother you.
Oh, dice, shit. The dice that you guys have with like fucking the counting dice for magic, those dice drive me fucking crazy.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's like it's not a real random number, right?
It's not a random.
Yeah,
there's no randomness to the roll.
we should be using cards anyway.
We should. It's only fair.
But I mean, come on, there is fucking gator and like alligator jawbone dice.
I saw that. It made me sad. Alright.
So I found that I thought that was pretty cool. The fact that you'd get spin by a set of dice and a cost.
These space age polymers. I bet you could probably step on a D4 on these and it'd go through your foot.
Oh Jesus Christ.
Damn right.
Hey, Cosby's going to jail. What do you guys think of that?
That's too bad for him.
All the raping he did over the years. That's too bad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what the fuck?
That's old news.
Right. I mean, I guess, how do you react when someone's going to jail? I guess you could say, like, yay, justice for the victims. Or you could be sad for the human that's life is now wasted. But you could be sad in the past for the waste that he's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I don't know, I think there's a hierarchy of sadness in the world, and I think if a rapist goes to jail after he's been raping for 30 years and admits he's been raping for 30 years, it's okay that he goes to jail.
Don't get me wrong.
Ryan, stop defending the rapist so much.
What I'm saying more is it's like in war.
I'm Ryan Thomas, and I love rape. I wish I could rape everybody. Ryan. It'd be great if I were raping people.
What the fuck?
Ryan, why do you love rape so much?
That is not...
I guess the timestamp on that one?
It's just like the end of a long, sad story, I guess is the way to put it. That's really what I'm trying to say.
Okay, interesting.
I'm not saying... It's not like a climax that you'd like...
He climaxed, all right.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's just like... Not like there's satisfaction in vindictive things.
Well, unless you're one of those victims, then it's very satisfying, I bet.
Well, it's satisfying for them to close out the persecution or the prosecution of him, you know what I mean?
This guy loves his raping. All right, I can't talk to a rape sympathizer. I'm sorry. Let's move on.
I
went terrible.
War is a bad thing. And
rape is a good thing. What? Ryan Thomas, 2018.
What the fuck? I'm just saying, it's like sad. It doesn't make, you don't get, you can be glad that justice was served, but it's not like a happy moment because it's like a sad story. It's like the best outcome to a story that's sad.
I don't say it that way, but I can see why you want to say it there if you're a rape sympathizer. So what do you guys think? Do you think he'll go to jail? I mean, he's going to jail. Do you think he'll flee, kill himself, or die?
He's going to die in jail.
Or will he go to jail and die?
I don't think he'll actually serve any significant prison time. I think they'll go to an appeal process. They will basically be on house arrest during the appeal process.
Oh, that's right. He can appeal for like the next 5 years or something.
5 years.
Can he?
5 years, right?
I didn't think about that.
And then I think for the, it will basically be argued because of the age of my client, he does not provide any form of flight risk, and basically that will be thrown out to, basically, he will end up on like house arrest and have to check in and do all that stuff, but I don't think he will be going to any actual prison.
I don't know, man. Each of those, he was convicted of three things. Each of them is a felony that's up to 10 years in prison. So
I don't know.
Man, did he have some words for the prosecutor.
Yeah, really? The prosecutor was like, we don't think you should have bail because he has his own plane and he's a flight risk. And Coffey's like, he don't got his own plane, motherfucker, or whatever, something like that.
Yeah, just
asshole.
Just
he said
foul
asshole.
Language everywhere. Like, I would there's Cosby.
Yeah. Ryan, your camera's off, in case you care, because I'm looking at a smiley mustache guy, and it kind of disturbs me.
It looks like really Princess Leia with glasses and a mustache.
There you go. Yeah. There's the real deal.
You idiots, those are their stunt doubles.
That's a very good reference, Dave.
Okay, take me home with something, and then let's end this because I got shit to do. I'm going to a movie in 30 minutes.
Take me home tonight.
Take you home, Mickey's right next to you.
Ooh,
so
that's why he said he's got shit to do tonight.
Who's taking me home? Take me home. It's something
all I see is Ryan, a hand Ryan. Going up and down right next to you.
My hands are right.
Isn't this Adam's job? I thought Adam always took us home here.
Oh, so we got nothing else? Nobody's got like a partying thing that's amazing?
Oh,
today.
I see what
we're
you
good.
Mean by take
that's
me
cool.
Home.
Robot AI hasn't taken over yet or anything?
Does anyone remember Mask? Oh, we'll do this. This will be fun.
Mash?
Mask? Remember Mask? You know where it's all like the cartoon?
You mean the show, the movie with Cher, right?
Yeah. It's like, it's all like... Rocky, yeah, and he was like the blind chick, and she's like, "I like you." He's like, don't feel my face. No, he wasn't retarded. She wasn't retarded either. But basically, the guy who directed Fate of the Furious, you know, the last Fast and the Furious movie, is going to direct that movie.
Cool.
So Mask? I think it's pretty. Yeah, Mask. Like the cartoon,
live action cartoon. Yeah, the live action.
You know what? I like that work. I can see that working. Put The Rock in it, and put Vin Diesel in it. It'll work.
Jason Statham. They've got that. They're working on that spinoff for their characters, The Rock and Jason Statham's characters from Fate of the Furious.
Really?
They're going to do a spinoff of those two. Yep.
Okay. That universe is going to be amazing.
Right. And the Onion had one of the best. Headlines today about Bill Cosby. It's like Bill Cosby's feeling a little disoriented after jury slips conviction into his verdict.
Nice.
Oh, the Onion is great. But I like when Ryan got happy because he had to go like. Rrr.
The Onion is funny. They make some good jokes. Good jokes.
My favorite is when people like they send me links. They're like, "Look, it's right here. This proves my point." I'm like, "You know, this is the Onion, right? what's that?"
My favorite one is like when people put up people won't even post this on their Facebook page, and it's fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi, and it says this is Jesus, and people, and you're like, oh god, you're so dumb, that's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Alright, I thought I had something to end it, but I don't remember. Oh, did you guys watch Silicon Valley this week?
No.
Yes.
We didn't talk about Westworld. 3 weeks behind.
Which one was it? The last one I watched was called, episode was called Facial Recognition.
Maybe that was it. It was the one with the AI.
Oh, yeah.
It was my favorite when he's like, okay, I'll help you because in the future, our overlords will be kind to the people who help them get there. So I might as well just help you out. It's really good. Yeah. That show's amazing. We didn't talk about AI at all, so I wanted to get that in there. That show's awesome. Everybody should watch it. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Thanks, Chris. You can catch us at the Geeks Next Door on Facebook, or you can also check us out on, or send us an email at geeksnextdoorftw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
Oh,
also check out the 7 episodes of Twins on Twins. If you search Twins in parentheses, you probably won't get Twins porn on YouTube.
Not porn. You have to put not porn in there. You're
right.
Okay, thanks, Adam. All right, we're gone. Enjoy the Avengers, and we'll be back next week to talk all about it. See you, everybody.
Bye.
Later. See ya.